This video will show you how to get started with Azure Data Factory and SQL Data Warehouse. To create a new Azure Data Factory, click plus new, and then Data and Analytics. Then click Data Factory to start creating a new Azure Data Factory. Just need a few pieces of information to get started. First, a name. We'll use ADF with Data Warehouse. And then we'll need to choose a resource group. We already have a number of resource groups created, so we'll choose one that already exists. After this, click Create, and your Azure Data Factory will be ready in a few minutes. Once your Data Factory is created, there are just a few steps to get started. We'll link your services, define your data sets, and create a pipeline to move data. First, to create link services, we'll click on the Link Services tab in your Azure Data Factory. Now, first we're going to add a link to your storage. So we'll create a name for this link service, and then we'll select the type. We'll select Azure Storage, and then enter the name of your Azure Storage and its primary key. After this is done, we'll click OK to create that linked service. For SQL Data Warehouse, we'll go to the Author and Deploy section of Azure Data Factory. Before we create the new linked service, we can check that the storage linked service was deployed correctly. Click on your Link Services tab and then the name of the link service to see it. To link your SQL Data Warehouse, click New Data Store and then Azure SQL Data Warehouse. ADF provides templates, but for this demonstration, we'll be using some of the code down below in our documentation. Now click Deploy to link your SQL Data Warehouse. Now we'll define the input and output data sets for Azure Data Factory. Click on New Dataset and then Azure Blob Storage to define your input data from your Azure Storage. Again, we're going to replace Azure's template with the one found below in our documentation, and we'll click Deploy to publish. We'll define the data's destination in Azure SQL Data Warehouse in the same way. Click on New Dataset, select Azure Data Warehouse, and replace the template with the code below in documentation. Then click Deploy to publish. Now we'll create a pipeline to define the movement of data between services. Click More Commands, then New Pipeline to create the ADF template. Now select that and replace it with the code from our documentation and click Deploy to publish it. We can see that all of our ADF pieces are here now. Our link services, our data sets, and our pipeline. Go back to the ADF main page and you'll see that our pipeline is about to be created and running. To see the pipeline in progress, click on Data Sets and the data set you've defined for your SQL Data Warehouse. The pipeline will have three stages. First, pending execution. This means the pipeline is being ready to run. Then in progress, meaning that the pipeline is actually running. Finally, the state will change to ready, meaning that the pipeline has successfully run. This means that your data is transferred to your SQL Data Warehouse. That's getting started with Azure Data Factory in just a few minutes. Check out our documentation to see how SQL Data Warehouse works with other Azure services.